This morning, if you notice, I'm not mic'd because I'm not preaching. Amen? No, I'm kidding. I just wanted to introduce Daniel to you guys. I know most of you know Daniel. For those of you who don't know him, he's been a member here for about 2 years, a little over 2 years probably, something like that. So Daniel and I have been spending lots of time together every week. We meet, talk, pray together, worship together, sing songs together, make music together, write sermons together. I mean, we do it all. And I wanted to just introduce him because, I mean, Daniel's, well, he'll tell you, but I have invested in him. Now, oftentimes, you'll see elders up here. Shane preached last week. 3 weeks ago, Brian preached. Those two men are elders. And Daniel does not have, he's not an elder at the church, but you'll see that he's been taking on a little bit of, you know, leadership in music as well. And the reason I wanted to introduce him is because I want to encourage the men. This is a man who's from South Africa. A place where you can get, you could be murdered at a significantly higher rate than Osceola, Wisconsin. He has invested his time in this church. The first week Daniel came here, he listened to our music and my sermon, and he came up to me, and I was like, so how'd you like it? He's like, this is my church now. I'm like, you should give it, no, this is it. And I'm like, you should give it a couple weeks. No, I'm here for good. I'm yours. So faithful. What a faithful man. I want the men to be encouraged with this reality. He is not an elder. He is not a deacon. He has no rank or position, but he has decided to be a man who has stepped to the plate, who stepped up for his family, who stepped up for the church, who will invest, oh, I don't know, 50 to 60 hours on one sermon. That is the kind of man that I want to see leading in the church. And I don't want men here to be discouraged thinking, oh, I should do more. I want you to be encouraged thinking, I should do more. So it is a pleasure to me to invest in so much in him and to see him come up and share God's word with you. And we don't give people rounds of applause because they're special, but because they are instruments and we want to see God work. So why don't we welcome Daniel to the pulpit with a round of applause for God's work.
So, the theme of today's sermon is through Christ, for Christ. We are going to unfold and study Philippians 4, verse 13, and discover how it complements Colossians 3, verse 17. So, if you open your Bibles, we can read Philippians 4, verse 13. Philippians 4, verse 13 say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, can you put the first slide on? So, if you look at the slide behind me, South Africa is about 8,000 miles from the U.S., from where we're at. It's about approximately, I think in kilometers, it's about 13,800 kilometers. Next slide, please. So the area that's circled behind me there is close to Johannesburg. And I'm going to tell you a story about that in a little bit. You can move over to the next slide. So Bronkhorstspruit and Western area is about 105 miles. So back in the day, when I was a little bit younger, not that I'm old, I'm just saying. By the way, this is a true story. It was about, I think, in 1994. I lived and worked in a small town called Bronkhorstspruit in South Africa. And talking about South Africa, South Africa is very unstable economically, and there's a lot going on over there right now, too. There's load shedding, water source shortage, and there's a lot of crime. So one evening, on a lighter note, I was still small, I think just in high school, and the power went out. And I said to myself, well, we were all sitting there and looking at each other with candlelight, and I said to my dad, Dad, may I please use the phone? He said, of course you can use the phone. What do you want to do? I said, don't worry, I got a plan. So the guy that lived next to us, he was a lawyer. So I called him, and I said, his name was Bob. I called him and said, hey Bob, is Pete there? He said, there's no Pete living here. I said, please just give Pete, just give him the message. And I put the phone down. Waited 5 minutes, I called again. Hello, this is Bob. I said, Bob, is Pete there? There's no Pete living here. I said, just tell Pete I called. So in any way, I left him another 5 minutes, so the houses were very close to each other. The third time when I called him, I said, hey Bob, this is Pete. Is there any messages? The guy was very upset. You could hear him scream from the house next door. So in any way, like I said, I worked in a small little town called Bronco Spruit. I was just fresh out of school and I had no car. My dad was in hospital because he got into an accident at work and his leg got amputated. But he was not in hospital because of his leg. They gave him too much of pain medicine, so he developed an ulcer. So they had to do emergency surgery, and my mom needed a vehicle to get to hospital and back. By the way, my dad is okay now. So it was tough for me because I didn't have no vehicle, and I hiked. You guys know what hiked is, right? So it was about that 105 miles that I hiked. So I walked and walked and walked, and I got some people stop and pick me up, very kind people. And it got dark and I got tired. And I prayed and I said, dear Lord, please, if you cannot give me someone else to pick me up, please just give me the strength to carry on walking. 5 minutes, someone would stop and pick me up. So this true story supports my understanding of strength and my understanding that we can do anything through Christ that makes us stronger. The essence of today's text, through Christ, for Christ, which we find in Philippians 4, verse 13. The Apostle Paul to the Philippians, often referred to simply as the Philippians, as the fourth letter written by Paul. Paul and Timothy visit Philippi in Greece during Paul's second missionary journey, which occurred between approximately 49 and 51 AD. Philippi was the first Christian community established in Europe. Philippians 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. From the experience which Paul had in these various circumstances of life, he comes here to the general conclusion that he could do all things. So question, what can Paul do? And what does all pertain to? All things that pertain suffering, Paul is expressing that despite his circumstances, he is content with his situation and still be able, through Christ, to do his ministry. He could bear any trial. He could perform any duty. Subdue evil of his nature, and meet all the temptations. Temptations. So, Grace family, do you have any trials? Any duties? Or do you face any evil or temptation? Temptation. How many of you guys like pizza? Not you, Pastor Mark. We all know you like pizza. All right, let's say I take a frozen pizza and I put it in the oven. I'm starving and very, very, very hungry. Put extra cheese on there. And I bake that pizza. That pizza comes from the oven so hot. It looks so good, steamy hot. And I put the pizza on the table and I cut it into pieces. The temptation for me just to grab and to jump in that pizza and just take a bite is so high. But what will happen if I give in to my temptation? I will get burned. So how do we resist temptation? Dear Grace family, we resist temptation through Christ that strengthens us. Paul's own experience and various changes of life had warranted him in arriving at this conclusion. And he now expresses the firm confidence that nothing would be required of him which he would not be able to perform. In this declaration was not self-reliance, nor was the mere result of former experience. He knew well where strength was. It was the ability to do all things, and the arm that was able to uphold him confidently relied through Christ, which strengthens me. John 15, verse 5 says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Our strength in Christ can impart. Paul had abundant an experience, and now his whole reliance was there. It was not any native ability which he had, not any vigor of body or mind, any power which were there in his own resolutions. It was there in the strength that he was derived from the Redeemer. By that he was enabled to bear any cold, any fatigue, any hunger. By that he met temptations and prosecutions, and by that he engaged in the performance of his duties. So we learn four encouragements from Paul. The first one is to be encouraged in any trial, situation, or condition you find yourself in, because Christ is there to strengthen us. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I hope it sounds familiar by now. Be encouraged. Number two, be encouraged in temptation. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13 says, no temptation has overtaken you, and that is common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape. You will be able to endure it. Number three, be encouraged when you are tormented with unholy thoughts and desires. In Christ, we are able to, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Number four, be encouraged in everything that is dreadful, because the Lord himself is a dread warrior. Jeremiah 2, verse 11 says, but the Lord is with me as a dread warrior. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble. They will not overcome me. They will be greatly shamed. They will not succeed. The internal dishonor will never be forgotten. It is him, Jesus, who makes us content with our situation. Contentment is key in this context of Philippians 4, verse 13. What Paul is saying is, I am content with having nothing and still can do every ministry, every service, every sermon, every work through Christ that strengthens me. The strength of Christ allows us to pray, to read, to support, to listen, to learn, to praise, to ask, to give, to serve. I don't need nice clothes to pray. I don't need a lot of money to give. And I sure don't need no education to serve. It allows us to be more sincere, more sensitive, more understanding. Makes us want to be more like Jesus Christ. What Paul is emphasizing in Philippians 4, verse 13, is the I and not the Christ. Did you guys listen to me? What Paul is emphasizing in Philippians 4, verse 13, is not the I, but the Christ. Guys. Colossians 3, verse 17 says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Notice again that Paul says it's through Christ. But what does Paul add? But what Paul adds is this is not just through Christ. It is for Christ. Through Christ, for Christ. Regardless of any situation or circumstances I might find myself in. How do I apply this to my own life? What do we take away from the sermon? The reason why I can do anything through Christ, it is because it's for him, for Christ. I can pray through Christ because it is for Christ. Jesus helped me to listen because it is for him. He lets me praise him because he is worthy. I can do these things through him because they are for him. So, I want to leave you guys with 10 questions. What is stopping you, Grace Church, family, from praying? What is stopping you from reading? What is stopping you from supporting? From listening? From learning? Praising, asking, from giving, from serving, and from preaching. I can do it. I'm here. I'm doing it. Anyone can do it. If I can do it, believe me. Because it's for Christ. We're going to end in prayer. Please close your eyes. Dear Lord, teach us this week to pray with the hearts of little children, simply and trusting. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you teach us through the book of Paul that we can do anything, everything in your name, Jesus. Because it is for you, for your glory. We pray that you would be with all of us, with our friends, our families, near and far away, that you would bless them, and that you would bless us too, dear Lord. We ask for forgiveness of our sins, and we know that you have died for us on the cross. You bought us with your precious blood. You washed us clean, as white as snow as you see outside. We thank you, Jesus. We pray for daily bread, for your daily word, and that we will be the lights of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.